At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Tea Time with Becky. I'm your host, Rebecca Reutz. I invite you to come along with me on this beautiful journey. Here, we'll talk about spiritual enlightenment, alignment, and how to build the life of your dreams through creating your own reality, how to break free from limiting beliefs and conditioning, how to set healthy boundaries, and how to live a passion-filled existence. These will all be in small segments that you can enjoy over your morning cup of tea. And from time to time, we'll have longer segments with beautiful souls on how they've created their most aligning and passionate lives. So let's dive deep together. Hello and welcome back. I am so excited to talk to you about today's episode. This episode is on simplifying magic. So yes, we're going to talk a little bit about witchcraft today, and I want to kind of start out by telling you a little story. So when I was a child, probably since age 4, that was when I first started to really be drawn to or into witchcraft. I was always telling my mom and my grandma that I was a witch. And the older I got, the more I started diving into our ancestry and our lineage, because I was convinced that we must be ancestors of witches. And I had told my mom this and my grandma this, and they both kind of just laughed at me. And as it turns out, the further back I could go in our ancestry, I couldn't find anything. And it was really discouraging to me. And as I got older, I still was really drawn to witchcraft and spells. And back then, there weren't much for outlets. There was a couple books at the local bookstores and a few magic spells online that you could Google, and it was really difficult navigating, and I kind of, not so much a lost interest, but became a little bit discouraged. And then as my spiritual journey evolved, and I learned that pretty much we've all been all things in all timelines and all realms, I really dove back into the love of magic, because spirituality is for everyone. And witchcraft was just always what I was pulled to or drawn to, and I've just learned to really trust that pull. And I don't exclusively practice witchcraft. I use many different spiritual modalities, but I do just feel drawn to the practice of witchcraft or doing spells or magic. There's just something about it that really lights me up, and I really just trust following that pull and what lights you up. And I do feel that things have really changed in our world energetically, and there is a lot less division around being able to practice different spiritual practices without feeling like you have to keep it a secret or without it being frowned upon. Because I really think that energetically as a whole, more and more people are becoming more and more open to the fact that we are all spiritual beings in human bodies, and it doesn't matter our lineage or where we've come from in this lifetime, we can still access that beautiful, pure, divine energy. So, getting back to the practice of everyday magic, I want to break it down for you and simplify things a little bit in a way that I wish somebody had of for me sooner in my journey. So I want to first start out with talking about that it's not all about the tools and the aesthetic. So I feel like so much of the time we lose interest or get frustrated because we go to do magic and we don't have a white candle and dried lavender and an orange peel for prosperity or any of the things that are listed as an example in a spell that we're trying to do. So we get so hung up on this that we end up just not doing the magic at all. And what I really, really want to get through here is that it is not always just about the tools. The tools and aids can be a beautiful way of amplifying the magic, but the most important part is the intention behind the magic. Your intention for the spell or for whatever it is that you're trying to put out there, and your ability to embody those feelings of the outcome and put that magic out there and forward so that it can be amplified. I want to give you one more little example. If you go to my Instagram recently, I put up a video or reel at Becky L. Coleman. And the video itself is of me doing a spell, and it's a gorgeous video. But my whole point of it is I spent so much time and energy finding the proper ingredients for the spell, making sure it was a beautiful layout, that my entire intention was lost and the magic was lost. It ended up just being a waste of time. It's an absolutely beautiful video, but the magic was gone. So I spent more energy and put more intent into finding the right ingredients and making it pretty and recording it, that it ended up being a waste of time and the magic was lost. So I really want to put the emphasis on the intention behind the magic is so much more important. If you are trying to do a spell and you are stressed because you don't have a certain color of candle, I would say focus on even just having a candle, period, and having that be enough. And if you're going to be stressing over having a white candle instead of an orange one, maybe do the magic without a candle at all so that you can focus on the intention behind it. The same really goes for herbs and trying to add in either fresh herbs or dried herbs or any other magical ingredient. The simplest thing that you could use is salt. And if you even just have white table salt at home in your cupboard, that is better than nothing, and it's still a powerful magical tool that you can use. And that also brings me back to, if you're trying to do big elaborate spells and you're getting frustrated because you don't have the tools or the aids or whatever it is that you're looking for, just really, really break it down. What do I absolutely need to make this happen? If you're trying to do a clearing spell or a protection spell and it calls for a lot of ingredients, the simplest thing you can do is just open up your back door, open up your front door, take a broom, literally sweep the negativity out through the house from the front to the back, out the back door, inviting in the positive energy through the front door. You can also put salt in the corners of your house as protection. You can do a line of salt across your door. If you're in a room and you're like, I can't do that, I don't have the means, use an intention, use visualization, sit and close your eyes and embody the feelings of safety and protection and bringing in positive energy and releasing the negative energy. You can do that with the power of your mind. You are capable. You are divine. You can do that without any fancy tools. In all honesty, some of the most powerful magic I've done has just been me repeating words under a full moon and had absolutely no tools involved at all, just the intention, the chant, and the moon. I also feel like a lot of the times we take for granted kitchen magic and cooking with intention and cooking with seasonings to enhance and amplify our foods that we're literally about to put inside of our bodies. We can put our intention and our magic into that food that we're making instead of it just being a chore. You can season, even if it's just with your salt, you can set an intention with that salt as you put it on your food. You can do it with any herb and any spice, and I bet you that there are so many spices that you have in your cupboard that have so much magic in them that you just haven't even thought to just simply put on top of your food with intention as you're cooking. Another one that I love is creating moon water on the full moon, and usually that calls for putting water in a glass jar and letting it sit out in the full moon. And if you don't have a glass jar, you can put it in a glass bowl. You can put it in anything that is glass and just let it sit in the moonlight overnight. And if you aren't able to put it outside in the moonlight, you can still put it in a window in the moonlight. And then you can just decant it into something else the next day, either into smaller little bottles for moon water or whatever it is you have. I would maybe avoid metal. That is just something that's being dropped in. But my point is, there are so many ways that we can simplify doing magic on an everyday basis that isn't extravagant or expensive or super ceremonial. And don't get me wrong, I love a good ceremony and being able to beautifully set it up with intention and celebrating either Sabbats or holidays or whatever it is that you celebrate. But on an everyday basis, it can be so much simpler than that. All it comes down to is intention and embodiment and just letting go of all of the things that really actually get in the way of allowing you to create the magic. So I hope that this episode was helpful. I would love to hear from you. You can always send me a voice note over on Instagram. I always love to chat back and forth. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and I will talk to you on the next one.